Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it's the Redbird TV and it is Liverpool versus Leicester City as we stride towards 2018. For one final time in 2017, the Reds take to the field and hopefully with a win, but that goes without saying, really. Steve Hoare and Chris Pajak join me in the studio for this one. They've been kind enough to pull themselves away from playing with whatever they
themselves.
Were playing
what?
With. to come into the studio in the mid-combo to New Year break. Let's gloss over that, you know. Let's not. Some masturbation. Steve.
Hello.
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 This has been a mental few months for Liverpool Football Club. You know, it's been as intense as anything we've had in a number of years. This is the last little leg of the incredible fixture congestion that we've had to go through over this spell. And look, you've got three games in the next weekish thereabouts. Leicester, Burnley, Everton in the FA Cup. This is going to take some big mental strength, I think, from this team to pick themselves up. Because, as we've seen in the past, look, we fell massively. This is where it started to fall apart around this time last year, obviously, with injuries and form and what have you. The players are going to be tired. And it's up to the management team to just sit them down and go, right, lads, go out here, get through this next week. And then things start to ease off and we can start to look ahead to the rest of the season.
Yeah, to an extent I agree. And then the other flip side is there's fresh players because they haven't played, you know, Sadio Mane hasn't kicked the ball for a while, for, you know, for a few games, so he'll probably come into the team and all that kind of stuff. So we're in a better situation to handle it than we were previously. Mm-hmm. We've been talking on the last show that we recorded, whenever that's gone out,
for the final word show.
Final word show that I didn't know the name of. About squad depth and stuff, and this is where it comes into fruition. You know, Leicester have got a decent team. They haven't got a great squad. You know, the sub players aren't as good, so they've just come off a loss, so they're probably going to have to go again where they played all their best players and it didn't work for them at Watford. So then they're going to have to come back. You'd imagine Vardy and the Mahrez, they're all going to start, because why wouldn't you? You've got to try and get a pick a winner from somewhere. This is where our rotation should come to an advantage. You know, home game, a couple of days after the Boxing Day game, I think that's massive that they've both been at home. Mm-hmm. That helps a lot. Leicester aren't a bad side, you know, they're eighth in the league. I'll be honest,
it surprised me that they chose how ignorant I am to football away from Liverpool. But, you know, this is a side, because you were, you know, struggling at the start of the season, to be fair, and Perez just looks, he's come in, he's got them ticking over. Level on points with the Ev, they'll doubtless be looking for us to do them a solid in this one. Steve's right. The thing is, they've still got the same players that have been causing us problems for a few years now. But Steve's mentioned it, you've been mentioning it now for a few weeks, just in terms of having that rotated players and the legs available to us. And equally added to that, you know, we've probably played the two hardest games against Leicester. You know, we've gone to the King Power twice.
In a week.
Yeah, exactly. We lost in the league, but we made it very difficult for ourselves in the league. I think they're probably a slightly better side, but I think we are a much better side.
We're much better than we were the last time we played them, and I think we'll just have too much for them. I think, you know, our firepower at the moment is second to only City in the league, and I think even that's arguable. I think, you know, the front three that we've got, pick three from our Fab Four, and I still think we're going to have too much for them. Our vulnerability against Leicester has always been that ball over the top to Vardy, and I think that, you know, Klopp will recognise that and Klopp will know that, and I think he'll have something planned. And I think the midfield's been playing a little bit better, such that that ball won't be as readily available to Leicester this time out. I think we'll just have too much for them at home. I think the last time we played them at home, we smashed them off the park. Yeah. You know, we opened the main stand, didn't we, and we beat them 4-1. And I expect something similar again, to be honest, because I think if we can get them chasing the game, then we'll kill them.
Well, it's worth noting that as much as Leicester have been a bit of a bogey side today, it's been away from home where they have. You know, we've not lost an Anfield to them since May 2000.
Yeah.
They had a very, very hefty shot. not in the top flight in amongst those years.
Did we beat them on Boxing Day a couple of years ago? Was that?
We drew with them 2-1 once.
That was the Premier League. That was when they won the league.
Was that New Year's Day?
I think it was a Boxing Day game because I didn't go to it. Mm-hmm.
But either way, yeah. Vardy always scores against us, so we're gonna have to score two to win. That's one thing we know. But their issue at the start of the season was they were just didn't look organised. They looked like a crap side. You know, they binged Craig Shakespeare off, and Puel's come in and he's done what he did at Southampton. You know, they are very well organised now. They know their jobs. They got Vardy doing what Vardy does best, chasing, you know, balls down the channel, making a nuisance of himself. Mahrez has come into good form recently. You know, he's playing much much better than he has been for a while. So. They're no mugs. You know, I mean, they're eighth in the league for a reason. They're not crap. They're not brilliant. That's kind of who they are. We should have too much for them. You've got to be careful. You know, like you say, there's a clear roof for them scoring because they've done it plenty of times against us. You know, Jamie Vardy, like you mentioned.
Well, there's a point, isn't it, about how they play? Is that, you know, they can be solid at the back, but equally as far as being a counter attacking side goes, Steve. They are very, very, very good at doing that. And that's the thing where this might be one of those games where we do have to strike that balance again. We talked the balance that upset Mourinho when they played us at Anfield, that we don't overcommit to what we're doing. Mm. We trust three or four players to do the attacking work as opposed to five or six.
Yeah, and what you'd hope is that their New Year's Day game is at home to Huddersfield. So what you hope is that you can get to a stage where they just gibber. Like Swansea did the other day. Swansea just went in. I think they weren't even interested before they turned up. Mm-hmm. They had their eye on the next game, and that's what you want, is that do you get them to a point where they think, you know what, we'll cut our losses, hopefully. Because at the minute, teams never feel like they are out the game against Liverpool. You can be 2-0 down, you can be 3-1 down or whatever, and you still think you've got a chance. Mm-hmm. We need to get to a point where they don't feel like that. So try and get a few past them, and then they get to a point where they go, you know what, lads, we might just be worth saving our legs to beat Huddersfield.
Yeah.
3 points from Liverpool and Huddersfield isn't the end of the world. What you don't want to leave them sniffing around with you know, Vardy's a top player. You don't want a manager as a top player. You don't want those type of players with a sniff, because they will get a chance at some stage. That's inevitably what happens. Yeah. So make sure by the time they get it, it's not worth anything.
Flip side of that, I find that the two fixtures that we've got really interesting, because I don't think you can talk wholly about Leicester without considering the Burnley game as well. You know, Burnley are in great form this season, but I think Leicester match up better for them than Burnley do. You know, I think Leicester are more dangerous to us than Burnley are, and although Burnley's away on New Year's Day and stuff, I feel like we're going to put the stronger of the two sides out against Leicester and Anfield, and I think we'll look to still win the possession battle against Burnley and hope that they do sit in a little bit more, whereas I think Leicester are going to have a bit more of a go at us.
Yeah.
It's tough two games actually for Klopp to manage, because the sides that we're playing are so different to each other. You know, I've done the starting 11 for this Leicester game, and to be honest with you, I mean, pick 11 players, because that Burnley game has such an impact on this Leicester game. But he's got to be able to pick a side that wins both, and not like Leicester, where they might look ahead at that Huddersfield
game. I think he picks his best team for Leicester, and he's already got in mind his change team for Burnley. I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think you've got to just try and win your home games, and then if you get something at Burnley, it is what it is. Yeah, obviously you need to try and win it, but I think his focus will be on this. Like, it isn't a coincidence that Salah and Firmino get took off. They're going to play. You know, Robertson gets taken off, rightly so. So he's going to play. That's how you're going to have to manage it. Yeah. The only slight issue we've got is that the Henderson injury is a blow. Chan took a knock, hopefully he's fine. And then our backup left back is also our backup midfielder.
Yeah.
So at some stage, some of them are going to have to play two games, and it's just how they react. You know, I mean, someone's going to have to play two in 3 days, and that's hard work. That's not easy at all. A few of the lads seem like the naturally fit lads, so someone like...
It makes you wonder whether the substitution to bring Milner in for Robertson in the last game is to keep legs in Robertson, or to keep Milner ticking over, knowing that he's going to have to play
a left back in one.
Maybe he's going to have to, exactly. Maybe
it can be, it be looked at both ways, though, can't it? You know, you could take him off because he's playing both games, Leicester and Burnley. Yeah. I actually think I looked ahead at the Burnley game when I did the starting 11 for this Leicester game. I actually think Milner's got an opportunity to come into the midfield against Burnley. Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to freshen the Emre Can thing up. But we'll come on to preferred 11s as well for this in a minute. But what's interesting, I think, psychologically, we talked about the missed opportunity with the Arsenal draw and how we could have put some daylight between us and them. And then they then get into the January period and they're chasing our tails. They need to be perfect, etc. It's quite interesting how the fixtures fall because there's no tough games for the people around us per se, but Arsenal don't play their current round till Thursday, so they play Thursday, Sunday. So it's a fast turnaround for them. And you know, the whole, I mean, I know that's the Europa League cycle, so they should be down with it, but we know that can prove tricky for them. And the thing that's most interesting is while Spurs have got a bigger break, you know, obviously Harry Kane broke the record the other day on Boxing Day, they don't play till the second, but then because of that gap, we've got an opportunity to rebuild the gap so that then they go into the game after an amazing win or a really comprehensive win against Southampton. And then all of a sudden, if Liverpool have got another couple of strong wins under the belts, they're thinking, God,
7 points or whatever.
Well, we're going to have to do this again. And again, all of a sudden, again, the psychological fatigue that comes in with knowing that we're smashing teams and we're still not where we need to be.
Yeah, I would be surprised if Arsenal win at Palace and at West Brom. They'll do well to get 6 points out of them. Arsenal, to be fair, have got a good record against lower teams. It's the big games they're struggling, but that's two tough games on a quick turnaround to be up for. You know, so there's a chance there for Liverpool to do something. I expect United to beat Southampton. Southampton are dreadful, but
Palace as well, that you know, those games where you go to Palace on like a bank holiday Monday or something like that.
A night game at Palace.
Is a very, very difficult place to go to, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. So it's in our hands. I mean, we should beat Leicester home. Burnley is a really difficult game. There'll be people tipping us to drop points in that. Just get three from Leicester and then that kind of takes care of itself. What you don't want to go to Leicester, you don't want to go to Burnley away on the back of a draw or a loss, because then you...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Because you can easily not win at Burnley, and then and then all of a sudden the doom and gloom is back going into a cup game, which you just don't need that at all. And so be professional, beat these. They're not the team that they're not as good as they have been in years past. Just go out there and
If we come out of this, I mean, don't get me wrong, it sounds sad to say it, but if we took 4 points from the next two, particularly given the turnaround, it's probably a reasonable turn, and it will be made more reasonable depending upon results around us. But to take 6 points from the next two games and go into the third round of the FA Cup with a game where everyone's flying, everyone's in great form and happiness, and they're all like, boss, I want to play in that game. Whereas if you struggle in one of these two games, you then go, oh my God, we've got to get ourselves up for a big game. All of a sudden, it's amazing how the psychologically it can impact how the season moves forward. Right, we're going to be doing preferred 11s in a moment, but Chris Pajak has been hammering this point home splendidly every time you see his face. So I'll have a poor imitation of him by saying we're on the road to 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, if you watch every single week and you enjoy what we do, just click the subscription button, subscribe to us. We want to get there as quick as possible. We want to make a big song and dance about it because 200K is a massive number and I think we work for it, yeah? If you want to get all the stuff first, well, click the notification bell. I think we should be, you know, let's be honest, we should be the biggest fan channel. We are the original. We are the best. And we don't do it by losing our shit outside of football grounds. So if you respect that, then drop a subscribe on the channel. More often than not, Chris. But anyway, right, it's time for Preferred 11s. Steve, what have you gone for?
Right, okay. So, I have gone for that, as you can see. So I've got Mignolet, Trent.
Did you forget to put the N in Mignolet and then add it in later?
No, it's just like I write like an idiot. too much time typing. Mignolet, Trent, Lovren, Matip, Robinson, Chan, Wijnaldum, Coutinho, Salah, Firmino, Mane.
Okay.
It's that seat that people always get. Do you want Lovren on the right and Matip on the left? Is that what you wanted?
Yes. let's go with
Are you preparing for Van Dijk's arrival by putting Matip to the left of the...
It's that seat. Let's everyone just go, always gets the fullbacks the wrong way around.
Let's just go right. It's fine. Interchangeable, fluid, a fluid back two,
fluid back four.
Back two. Yeah, that's my team.
So let me take a few stabs at this. Trent Alexander-Arnold is in because
I don't want him at Burnley. And I don't want him.
You don't want him at Burnley.
No, I don't. I want Gomez at Burnley. Okay. That's going to be a dog shit ugly game, and I think you'll need your.
See, I've gone the other way on that. I've gone, I want Trent in that game because I think Burnley will do what they do against us at Turf Moor, and I think they will look to just to dog it out, and I think we'll need more attacking players on the pitch. Whereas I feel like Gomez, to stop us being hit on the counter, I'd like a bit more solidness from our back four in this one.
Burnley targeted Trent in the last game, and that's how they got their goal. They stuck the big lad on him and just threw diagonals at him, and I think they'd do that at home to him again. And Trent's pace is a factor as well. I would like him again. You know that Leicester's got a quick attack. They've got decent wingers and stuff. So Trent's pace out there, yeah.
But you've gone for the best possible attacking four.
Yeah, get the game win, get them off. Same as the Swansea game, but you know what I mean. I want this get. The last thing we need is this to be tight, where everyone's running their ass off for 90 minutes, and then you've got to go again. Get the Fab Four, as you call them, on. Get them on. Get the game win. Get two of them, three of them off.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the only issue I've really had here is that I don't know how fit Emre Can is, and I don't know how many games he's going to be capable of playing. And then take your pick whether it's more important that you have him at home to Leicester or away at Burnley. My feeling is rest him now, because we are going to need him. You know, we're going into with the derby again looming. I'd like him for that. I think Milner and Gini are probably just about capable of handling what needs to be handled in midfield. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Past that, Chris, you've done the same.
Yeah,
no
very,
Sadio,
very similar.
No Sadio Mane.
No Sadio Mane. Listen, I just want to go back to the back four again. And listen, you've put Clavin in, and I was umming and ahhing over Clavin and Lovren. And I ultimately went with Lovren because he's faster than Clavin. And I think we've always struggled against Vardy and his pace. And that actually fed into why I've gone with Gomez, because I expect Robertson to get forward and help out the attack, and I expect them to sit into a back three so they're not in so much space against somebody like a Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that's why I've gone for that back four. Chan and Milner, very similar to the Milner-Gini thing. If Chan's fit, he plays. And then I've gone, let these four pretty much do the work.
Yeah.
Let everybody else sort of kind of sit, maybe at Robertson going for it.
I don't think Lallana's ready to start yet. I haven't watched him the other day. He didn't look like he... I reckon it's another one where he needs another couple of 30s, and you might see him at home against Everton in the cup. Maybe I think he's a bit short.
The...
I don't think he can start a lad knowing that he might only play an half. I think that's a risk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue. The point is, I guess, that's what the natural step is, though.
Yes.
That's your natural next step. You play a bunch of 10s and 15 minutes off the bench, and then you're fit.
Yeah, he had what, 67, I think he come on, wasn't it, against in the last game. So I think that's as long a substitute performance as you're pretty much going to get in a Premier League game, isn't it?
Yeah, no, completely, yeah. So if any, I think he's a shoo-in to start one of these next two games.
He's done well against Leicester last year, to be fair. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe.
The only other thing we might do... is that we might match them in terms of formation. You know, we might go to the 4-4-2 just to kind of, because you know you don't, depends what you're looking to do from this game, really, doesn't it? If we're looking to counter attack, it wouldn't shock me if we're looking to play them at their own game kind of thing. We might do.
Yeah, listen, Salah's a very good option against those two centre halves. So have him up top with Bobby Firmino. He'd cause their centre half problems.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. I think we might go 4-4-2 at Burnley. I think Sturridge, if it, we definitely would have been 4-4-2 up early.
Yeah. Sturridge is an interesting one. He's made it very, very difficult to do you to pick your starting 11.
I think Solanke's nailed on for Burnley with someone. I just don't know who it is yet.
Do we know what's up? Because
it was illness.
He had his hamstring and then he was ill, but he's obviously not playing.
Klopp said in his pre-Swansea press conference that he was ill and it was touch and go for that. I had a quick look on injury room before the game and he was still ill, according to that line.
Probably just sat in a travel tavern and on the M6 somewhere with Virgil van Dijk ready to exchange contracts and go opposite direction, doesn't he? Fingers crossed. That's genuinely not based on any knowledge whatsoever. If you do want knowledge, though, what you need to do is go and check out the Reds Transfer Roundup show. This week, it's me, Chris and Tom, looking ahead, doing a January preview. Everything that you can expect and some things that you might not expect to happen for the Reds in the coming month. But every week, going through January and beyond for the rest of the season, Steve Hall leads the second best show on the RedmenTV.com.
First best show.
But very worth checking out if you go over there.
First.
Score predictions.
I think it is the first, actually, but that's only because my weekly stat show's gone. So much jealousy. It got caught.
There's going to be so many stats you can talk about. With transfers, there's a new rumour every day. God bless the Metro. score.
And read Liverpool.
No rumours on there, mate. Oh,
oh yeah. I'm going to pull that up for the next transfer roundup.
Let's move on.
Have you done a rumour article? Go on. Read Liverpool.
Listen, that was just, I suggested who we should
just
buy.
Just an opinion piece.
Who should we buy? Not we will buy, we should buy a new goalie. I'm convinced by it. Liverpool will win 3-1. Vardy will score at some point in this game.
Yeah, I was going to go 3-1, but I'll take it up a notch to 4-1.
Cool. I'll go for a slightly more conservative, but 3 points nevertheless, 2-1 win to the Mighty.
I'd be so nervous.
Yeah, no, but I feel like that.
That's what Burnley is to me. Yeah, that's a bit squeaky bum time.
Look, are you right? Because we smashed them last season. I think it was a slightly different time and a different flow and different legs.
It was definitely a different time.
100%. I think we could do with just, oh look, let's just smash everyone. Let's just get that clear. Let's absolutely get that clear. But I do think that two games in a couple of days, I think if we get the goals early, I don't think we can afford this to go the way the Swansea one done. We could do with having this game largely done in the first half, so we can start to focus on Burnley. But I get the feeling it won't. I think this week will be a bad slog. Like, really, you know, we'll probably eke out. I think we could win all three games, but I think they'll be a lot closer than we'd probably like them to be. But as long as we win, who gives a flying
fuck?
Let us know your score predictions and your preferred 11s in the comment section below. Do not forget to subscribe by clicking the subscribe button and the notification bell as well. And as I've mentioned already, some amazing content on the RedmenTV.com. If you need more of us. If you don't, then you just see you later. If you do, listen, go to the RedmenTV.com. We've got the mid-season review where we look back on everything that's happened so far and review it. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, good title.
Very, very good stuff, you know, on the nose and to the point. We've got the Reds transfer roundup. We're going to be previewing the January transfer window and there's a whole host of exclusive content as well. Great interviews with Liverpool players, past and present. So get involved. Free for the first month, then it's £5 a month thereafter. If you enjoy it, keep it. And if you don't, then you know what? There's something wrong with you.
He's definitely right. Just do it.
Thanks for watching. See you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.